Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello there, I'm Adam Murphy, and this week, Tamsin Bell has been finding an answer to an out-of-this-world question from Chad.
Is it possible to terraform the moon so humans could live there long-term?
We asked our followers on the forum what they thought. User Diver John points out that the moon is relatively close to Earth and suggests living in underground spaces would be possible. We could even use solar panels on the moon's surface to supply our electricity. I spoke to planetary geoscientist David Rothery from the Open University.
Terraforming is usually understood to mean modifying the atmosphere, and hence also the temperature, of a body to give it an environment where we could live. So in terms of us going to live in the open on the moon, the answer is no, because the moon's gravity is too weak to hang on to relatively light molecules such as water vapour, oxygen and nitrogen in the long term. Even supposing you found a way to liberate enough of those gases at the moon's surface to give it a breathable atmosphere, you'd have to continually replenish it as it leaked away to space.
So like all bad first date restaurants on Earth, restaurants on the moon would have no atmosphere.
It's not just the moon's weak gravity that's a problem. The moon has no magnetic field to deflect the solar wind, so this would always be eroding the top of the atmosphere. The closest we might one day come to a terraformed environment on the moon might be inside a large, transparent and leak-proof dome. Fill this with the right mix of oxygen, carbon dioxide, water vapour and nitrogen to more or less match the Earth's atmosphere, and you could probably arrange the average temperature inside the dome to be comfortable for humans, despite the nights lasting for 2 weeks. You could probably grow crops there too, after a lot of work on the soil to get its structure and the microorganisms right.
If we did decide to move to the moon, we certainly would need to plan it.
The biggest obstacle to humans living on the moon, or indeed anywhere in space, is the cost of transporting whatever resources you need from the Earth. Things would be so much easier and cheaper if we could get most of what we need at our destination rather than taking it with us. We know there's water in the form of ice inside the shadowed craters near the moon's poles. There's plenty of oxygen that you could liberate at a large energy cost from lunar rocks. Carbon and nitrogen might not be so easy to come by, though, so we might need to depend on the Earth for quite a while.
Thanks for bringing us back down to Earth, David. Next time, we'll be sticking to this one from Tom in Australia.
Why is blue tack sticky?
And thank you, Tamsin. But what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join the debate on the forum, which is thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.